This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. The Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, or RAFTA, will test electric buses in Aspen, Snowmass, and Pitkin County late this summer. RAFTA isn't quite sure how the battery-powered vehicles will operate on the valley's steep inclines. To test the bus's ability and range, drivers will start them on shorter, flatter routes without passengers around Aspen, before moving to longer, steeper roads. The batteries can propel the buses an estimated 100 miles from the charging center at the RAFTA facility in Aspen, but factors like weather and a lot of sudden accelerations can drain the batteries and shorten range. Drivers and maintenance workers will get special training on the 8 buses, which cost about $1 million each. About half of the money is coming from the state. The rest is paid for by RAFTA and Aspen, Snowmass, and Pitkin County. RAFTA will test the buses throughout the fall off-season. The hope is to eventually use them in town and add charging stations to places like Brush Creek Lot or Highlands Village, so the buses could take longer trips into the mountains and potentially run routes to the Maroon Bells. Garfield County is holding a photo test for its 2020 calendar. The theme? Noxious weeds. Kristen Kay has more.
Take the purple loosestrife. Its bright flowers might make a great shot in any calendar. But Sarah LaRose, Garfield County's vegetation program coordinator, says, don't let noxious weeds like the purple loosestrife fool you with their good looks.
They outcompete native species. They can degrade wildlife habitats. A lot of them are poisonous. They can increase fire risk, reduce water availability.
Many noxious weeds are actually pretty. That's because they were originally brought here as ornamental plants before they grew out of control. Garfield County's new photo contest and calendar aim to raise awareness about what noxious weeds look like and what landowners can do to get rid of them. LaRose says it's meant to educate people in a fun way.
And using these images and then explaining them a little bit and in the calendar, it can really foster some awareness as to what these weeds really are, why they're a problem.
The deadline to submit photos for the contest is July 15th. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.